This is Jackie.
And this is Heather.
And welcome to
Millennial Mom Chatter, your go-to podcast for candid conversations and fresh perspectives.
We're just two millennial moms navigating life one hilarious audio message at a time. Join us for laughs, adventures, and real talk. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Millennial Mom Chatter. As always, we are excited to have you here. And yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. We are currently hanging out at the house for a snow day, but there's no snow. So we're just being extra cautious for the roads.
An ice day?
Yeah, an ice day. Yeah, so we're being extra cautious for safe driving conditions. But it's okay. The boys are enjoying hanging out and lounging, so it's a good day. How are you?
I know. Good. Yeah, good. Super tired today for some reason, but good. I was like, it took everything within me to do like a Pilates workout today where I was just like...
Good job getting it done, like, though.
Yeah, I looked for specifically a Pilates workout that I could like be on a mat.
Nice. Yeah, I'm here for it. But they're actually saying, though, that's like the new thing now, is they're saying mat Pilates is like harder than reformer Pilates. So I feel like you probably got like a really good workout in. Like it was probably pretty intense.
I had to stop at one point. Yeah. I was like, I could feel, you know how there's times that like your heart's racing, but like you don't really like you're tired, but like you don't really feel it. Today I felt like my heart was like boom, boom. Like I could feel like every beat.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We're trying to like stay active, you know. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do, is like not overthink it. Like even if I can just do something little of like lay on the floor and do a few sit-ups, then it's better still than doing nothing.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Yes. Yeah. And you've been killing it.
And I have to remind myself that. So I looked for how do I work out on the floor today? But it was good. Alvaro watched Severance this morning, the latest episode, and I fell asleep.
Just a little midweek nap. It's fine.
Yep.
Sometimes that happens.
And I told him, I was like, I'm so tired, but put Severance on. And then I was just like,
yeah.
But then Jackie updated me that I could maybe just watch a recap and I'll be good.
Yeah.
So that's probably what I'm going to do, because we talked about this before, but I'm still feeling like they just are so slow.
Yeah.
With moving the episodes, and it's still a good show, but it's like moving so slow. And so I'm just going to think I'm going to do like one of those 8-minute recaps of the episode.
No, that's super smart.
And I feel like also they give you way more details than like you even recognize.
Yes.
You're like, wait, what?
No, we watched one of those recaps just to kind of give a run through for season one before we started season two. And they caught so much stuff that I didn't even pay attention to.
Yeah.
Like such little details as like Easter eggs that I didn't even recognize. Yeah. So I was like, thank you for that. Like doing the hard work.
Yeah. So surely they can watch the episode better than I can.
Yes. They're picking up on things that we aren't seeing. So that'll definitely get you caught up for this coming weekend's episode. You'll be good to go.
Yeah. That'll be good. Yeah. I'm excited.
So other things to be excited about, but you have to first tell me, are you a Backstreet Boys girl or an NSYNC girl from our yesteryears?
I don't know, because they both are solid contenders.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I really don't know, actually. I'm like right in the middle, because I think overall Backstreet Boys, in my opinion, has like more hits that I like. Mm-hmm. But NSYNC is like, they've got some really good hits, yeah, like Dirty Pop.
Yeah. Dirty Pop.
Boom, boom, boom. Sick and tired of hearing all
people talk.
So anyways, I love that song. That's like one of my favorite songs. But I can't say that like one song makes me think they're the best.
No, for sure. Yeah.
I'll probably go with Backstreet Boys.
Oh, well, you're in luck, because they're
pretty similar.
Well, they are, but they're coming on tour. I mean, not like a nationwide tour, but they're going to have like a couple days of concert vibes at Las Vegas at the Sphere. So people are like pretty excited.
So are we going to have our girls? Are we going to have our girls' day?
We're going to have a girls' trip to Las Vegas to go see the Backstreet Boys, and they're going to do the Millennium album. And they're going to hit us. They have a new song.
Which is the solid one.
It is. Yeah. So it's been 25 years. So they're trying to like bring it back. Kind of like Taylor Swift bringing back Taylor's version.
Yeah.
So Backstreet Boys are doing the same thing. And I'm here for it. Like, I think it's pretty cool. If I lived closer to Vegas, or if I, like, we'd have to look at the dates. And we'll see how much these tickets cost. Because you have to think.
I was going
to
say, when are the dates?
The dates are, let's go ahead and take a look at some plane tickets here.
Because we talked about going to Vegas.
Yeah. And it would be fun. Okay. So it's in July. So our dates range from July 11th to August 3rd. So they're knocking out all the weekends through the summer. But it's in the Sphere, so I wonder, like, if it's not going to be as miserable. So they're going to do, they're going to give us a Millennium 2.0, which is a new album, which is going to include all of the Millennium songs, plus some remastered songs, and live recordings, demos, and a new title, a new song.
Okay, but this is the question, okay? Because, like, when we hear their music, right, they were at their prime, right? Do we want to see them as old men trying to do the same thing they did? I, like, will it ruin it?
No, it won't, because they came back and they did, what was it? They just did a, like, stage performance.
Yeah, when you see, like, 55-year-old guys.
Are,
like,
they 55?
Like, no, I want to say they're, like, 50. No?
Are they that
Some
much?
Of them have to be at least 50.
Probably. Like, AJ was always a little bit older, right?
Yeah, like, do we want to see the 50-year-old guy trying to do the Justin Bieber moves? You get what I'm saying?
Like, I get it. No, for sure. It is kind of like a, like, would it be a letdown? But I'm also, yes, like, here for it because I just loved the Backstreet Boys so much. So I'm like, could it be good?
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we could think about it.
Yeah.
Also, the tickets are probably going to sell out in like 5 seconds.
No, they probably
it's
are.
How many weekends?
Yeah.
It's how many
It's
weekends?
Just for like the July to August. So how many ever, what is that, 4 or 5 weekends then that they're going to be performing?
And even the surrounding areas, I feel like, because Vegas is so central, could just take all the tickets.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, of course, the Backstreet people that are like obsessed.
Yeah.
My cousin Michelle loves the Backstreet Boys. Like, she's gone, like, every time they've come in the area, she goes.
Oh, so she might go. You got to let her know so she can sign up for the tickets. Maybe she already is like in the queue, like people were for Taylor Swift. Like, she's already signed up for the VIP emails. Like,
is it gonna be like a Taylor Swift? You never get tickets.
Like, Ticketmaster is
gonna of 1 million. Yes.
Like, they're gonna bog down Ticketmaster again. Like, we don't know. Could be. We'll see.
That's exciting, though.
Yeah. No, it is. I feel like that's like
so
super
fun. They're
just
gonna come back. They're not gonna do like a new album.
No, that
like,
there is a new album. It's gonna be Millennium.
Oh, there's a new album.
Yeah, Millennium 2.0. That's real.
Oh, but it's not gonna be like new music.
Just the one new song. So there is a new song called Hey. I have not listened to it yet, so obviously I'm not a dedicated Backstreet Boys fan, but that's all they've got for us. So we'll see.
Well, who's your favorite Backstreet
Boys? Nick Carter, hands down. Like, what about
Nick
you?
Nick Carter. I don't know. I never really got into them in the sense of, like, guys. Like, I don't even know their names.
Dang. Wow.
Like, I liked their music, but I wasn't, like, I didn't follow them, if that makes sense.
No, that's fair.
Like, my cousin had posters, and so did Michelle, too.
Yeah.
They loved, but her favorite was the guy that's, like, a little bit redheadish.
A little bit redhead. Okay, let's see who we got here.
AJ, not Nick.
Well, Brian is the lead singer. He's got, like, a blondish, brownish.
Yeah, I think that was her favorite.
Kevin, is that the other?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm kind of...
They're not very good looking.
And then they're such a vast variety too. Like, this isn't a traditional boy band where they like are just copy and pastes of each other. Like, they all are different. So I feel like that made it fun.
And
to,
a
like,
lot of them are not good looking.
No, that's true. That's why I just liked my Nick. That was it.
Nick's okay. He almost gives like. Have you seen what's his name? Jesse McCartney, he still looks like a boy, but as a man, and you're like,
I actually thought Jesse McCartney was cute back in the day. But now I don't find him attractive just because, like you said, it's almost like boy face, like what we liked, but now as a grown up. And I'm like, it doesn't work. It's not as cute.
It doesn't work. Yeah. No. And it's like, it makes you like look like, did you get like plastic surgery? Yeah. Like what's happening?
It's kind of crazy because a lot of the guys that I found to be like really cute heartthrobs in my teens, like Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Leonardo DiCaprio, like Nick Carter, all those kind of guys. They don't look as good now. I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio aged well. Like, he's fine. Like, I think people still find him to be really attractive. But the other guys, like Jonathan Taylor Thomas, like, I don't know what happened. Like,
honestly, I think it was either me and you or me and Carolina were looking up all the different guys that, like, we used to think were cute when we were younger and all that. And, like, none of them, like, they all grew up to be so ugly.
They hit their peak. Honestly, their teens and their 20s, like, whoever they were, that was their peak, and now they're just like, they like gapped out. Like, that's it.
Yeah,
they're no more. Yeah,
I always like, you got to go for the guy that like was not cute back in the day, and they just keep getting better as they get older. That's the kind of guy. Which I think that I find that Alvaro's like that. I think he looks better now than he did when he was a teenager.
That's good, though. I feel like that's a better situation than the people who peak in 17 years of age and then just go downhill. Like,
yeah, I did not peak. I just went downhill.
No, you didn't.
My peak was like before I got acne and like my face was nice and I was skinny and like, I don't know. I think I've gone downhill.
No and it's way.
Fine. A lot of society does that. Like you're either one that you have a glow up or you have a glow down. I had a glow
You
down.
Did not stop. I feel I like did. People would not agree with that. Like if we.
What do you think? I think you had a glow up.
Oh, I had for I sure you, a glow up.
I think you look better now.
Yeah. So when I was in high school, I was very like just, I didn't know how to like do things. So I didn't wear makeup. I didn't know how to do my hair. I didn't get a straightener until kind of like later. So I would have like hair that would just be not like I wasn't like walking around like a hot mess, but I didn't do it. Like a lot of girls would wake up really early every morning to straighten their bangs, straighten every strand of hair. Like that was like the whole thing back then. And I just feel like I didn't put in that effort. So I would just have like a ponytail with like a bump. And so you'd have like pieces sticking out after PE class. Like, and then I didn't do like all the fun makeup with like the frosty like eyeshadow and stuff. And if I bought clothes at like American Eagle or something, like I didn't like make a whole outfit out of it. So I feel like I was just kind of like very neutral, hidden behind the scenes, like nothing to like rave about. So then I feel like as I got older, I started to recognize things that I like. I learned how to do things. And then now I feel like I definitely like am appreciating my look better than I did when I was in high school, where I like do stuff about it now versus just being like waking up, putting up a ponytail and being like, I'm ready. Like, so.
Yeah. No, you definitely had a glow up. I had a glow down because I just, that's how I am now.
I don't think so, like, though.
I'm not going to do my hair.
Well, no, but you don't need like, to, though. I guess I should specify, like, me not doing my hair was a hindrance to my appearance. Like, I think it's like, you know, like bedhead and stuff is not like, no one's going to be like, wow, that girl's so cute. Like, look at her with her hair sticking up everywhere and like whatever is going on with that. So I feel like that's like an example of like just me not putting in an effort and it shows. Like people will perceive that and just be like, yeah, she's fine, but her friend's way hotter. Like that's how like I was in the friend group. Whereas I feel like with you, like you have a low maintenance beauty style, but it's not in a bad way. Like it's not a bad thing that you don't do your hair because your hair is nice. Like you don't need to do your hair. Like,
well, yeah, no, this is strained because my hair was not strained. It's not cute. I remember the only thing I have, which I'm pretty sure we've all like I've seen videos on this, so I'm pretty sure we all were in the same situation. But when you had like straight hair, but it was like this.
Oh yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Puffy.
Yeah.
Like, and it was just so, what's it like, just frizzy.
Yeah.
And I used to rock that a lot.
We all did because we were like trying to tame curls or waves just with a flat iron and no product. So we weren't moisturizing our hair or anything. We were just coming in straight like drying it out and it was just like we were basically smushing hair that had texture and it was just making it like floofy and sticky outy and all the fun stuff. We did all
like
rock
a
that
mane.
Yeah,
I felt like mine was like a mane. Yeah, you know, like I see like back on pictures and I'm like, why didn't like my mom tell me like, yo, your hair is
like do something with that puffy. Yeah, it's puffy. Yes. And then it'd always be like the pieces in the back of the head weren't perfect, so I'd always get these ones really nice and straight and be like, I'm done. And then the back
would be
like
little bumps.
Yeah, like from wherever you slept, or if you had like a ponytail the previous day, you'd have like the big crease in the middle. Like, yeah, that was definitely me. So,
oh, that, you know, that still as an adult gets me. Like, I hate that when you put your hair in a ponytail, that's it.
You're done
your
for 3 days.
Ruined.
Yeah. Like, don't try to come back from that.
Like, like, or you have to fully straighten again. Mm-hmm. That's so annoying. We need to really come up with some better solutions.
No, I agree. Yeah. Because I was trying to do that. I was trying to be like, I can come back from like a wet bun and try to straighten this back out. Like, when you just have so many crimps, like where it's just been bent in every which direction. Like,
I used to put my hair up in a wet bun all the time.
No, because we were lazy. Like, that's what teenagers did. Like, we weren't about to, like, actually go through the fuss of air drying or, you know, blow drying this out. Like, we don't got time for that. We were going to run off and do whatever activities we were up to. So I was constantly, especially because I had swim. So I always had, like, a wet bun. And it was just, like, that's what my hair was going to look like for the rest of the day. No effort.
Or the crimp. With the like straight dry bangs.
Yeah, you would do like the mousse to scrunch it. That was definitely an iconic hairdo for me, for sure. So I had the braces, the like dried like straightened, like slicked down with hairspray, and then scrunched like curls. And I was like, this is a look. I am cute.
Will that come back?
It could. I feel like it was very like low maintenance, and it's achievable for a lot of hair types. So yeah. I feel like we could certainly bring that back. Like, it wasn't anything like super extreme. Like, yeah.
I just think that like there's so many things that I was like, they'll never bring that back. And then they are. And I'm like, oh, God. So we really like the possibilities are endless.
Oh, they really are. But did you see, though, that we are skinny jeans are firmly coming back? Like, this is like for real coming back.
Yeah, but they're coming back differently. So not different in this sense, because like I saw something on it where somebody styled it like skinny jeans are coming back, and she styled it with boots and stuff like that. And somebody's like, yeah, style that without boots.
Yeah. Like with just like a pair of flip flops and like a polo or something like yeah. from like 2007. She's like
she's like, tell like style that now.
Yeah.
Without boots.
Yeah.
And tell me what. And so how I've noticed they're doing it is they're almost doing like a cropped skinny jean with like a flat or something like that. But I haven't seen them rock like a skinny jean with like, you know, like pandas, like
oh,
Nike
yeah,
dunks.
Yes.
Or
oh, that's
like,
true.
Or like, or something, because like it doesn't look good.
Yeah, because we're going back to like 2000, whatever it was. When we were wearing skinny jeans, and they're not styling with today's like white sneaker or something like today's
no,
style.
No, the only thing like, you can, to me, the only sneaker that styles like well with a skinny jean is like a Converse.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. Yes.
But like outside of that, it just looks like it's the mom
yeah.
wearing the skinny jean with the t-shirt at the theme park with the like, you know, the sneakers.
Yeah, like the neutral like, outfit.
And you're just like,
yeah.
no.
Where it almost ages them, where it's like, no, they're not trying yeah. to like modernize a cool pair of pants. Like they literally are pulling out their skinny jeans from 7 years ago and trying to make it a thing again. And I'm like,
yeah. So skinny jeans with boots, yeah. it like totally makes sense to me. Like, I don't know why anyone would wear boots and jeans without a skinny
jean. No, for sure. It's easier. Like,
it's easier. Yeah. But are we going to bring that back? Styling. I've never been... I wore flats for a little bit, but I've never been a flat girl as an adult. Like flats, like ballet flats. It doesn't fit me. It's like, it's I'm not girly enough. It just doesn't work. So like, what would I wear with my skinny jeans other than Converse?
Just flip-flops. We would bring back the old Navy $1.99 flip-flops. And a graphic tee. Like a fitted tee. Like that's, and it has to have like a brand name on the front.
And we have to have the low rise.
Yes. Yeah, and then see, go ahead and put the lace cami underneath while you're at it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I would probably, if that came back, are you doing it?
What, just like the skinny jean and the whole thing, or like just...
The whole thing.
The whole thing I would, yes. Because I actually I liked it. I did do that. I was guilty of that, having like the lace camis and all the different colors.
No, I was
and,
too.
And like coordinating it with the colors and then the $1.99 flip-flops from Old Navy. Like, that was a vibe, and I was here for that. And then I'd be like, with the wet hair and your flat iron is just sizzling. And I'm
with
like,
with the massive necklace.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Statement necklaces. That definitely. Ask anyone. Like, I definitely rocked
We're
statement
not bringing
necklace.
That back. I'm not bringing that back.
I would. If it came back, I would do it. I would wear them again. I love
See,
me a statement necklace.
This is the thing about Jackie. It's not bad at all. But she is on the trends. And yeah. she will wear the trends.
Yes.
I am like, that's not for me.
Yeah.
Whether it's a trend yeah. or not, it's not for me.
Definitely the statement
so I don't know.
Necklaces,
I'm,
for sure.
I got rid of all my skinny jeans, I feel
wow.
like.
Wow.
I'm trying to think. I might have one. But if it comes back, I think I will grab myself a skinny jean that's like a dark-ish wash,
yep.
dark to medium, without holes.
Yep.
And I'll rock it with some Converse or something.
Cute.
But outside of that, I think I'm not going to bring the skinny jean back into my closet.
I feel like there's a way to modernize it, though, so you don't get, like, automatically tossed into, like, the millennial mom category, where then you could still look modern, like, with the sneakers. We could try it with the sneakers. And then, like, one of our, like, oversized tees, like, where you have that boxy fit almost, just
you
to kind
so?
Of, yeah, like a crop, like, cut where you're then kind of taking away, because you're supposed to have like asymmetry, right? Like you can't have baggy pants and a baggy
yeah.
shirt. So if you have the skinny jeans, maybe with like kind of that cropped oversized shirt, it would look cute to like make that more modern to match 2025 versus aging us
yeah.
back to like 2016.
I'm gonna let you style it and then
I'll try it out.
I'll
see.
I'll follow along. You gotta have the statement
no I'm
with
not
the
bringing back
t-shirt.
No. That hasn't come back. No one said anything about statement necklaces. We're not bringing, I'm not going to try to make that a thing. I'm not going to do that. Because then instantly people will be like, wow, look at that. That old lady over there. That instantly aged me.
I put it with some sneakers, yeah. Like running sneakers.
Oh, yeah. Some New Balances. Well, that's in an amusement park. Yes, that's an amusement park outfit for sure. Anything like that.
No, we just have, we've turned to like, we're going to stick with the walking running sneakers. So we're going to wear leggings. Like, yes. I think we've all transitioned for most part.
That's so hard though to like step out of that because that's such like a comfort skirt. Outfit. Yes. Yeah, it's such a cute outfit at the same time that it's comfortable and like age appropriate too. So like you can show up to like school pickup with that. Plus you can still go and like meet up with some girlfriends and you don't look like an old lady. So I'm just like, dang it.
I find maybe I'm seeing the wrong Gen Zers, but I find that Gen Zers don't wear like workout clothes, like leggings and stuff.
I think they still are because they like love their Lululemon and stuff.
Unless you're the girl that's like does the, you know, like you're the Pilates girl, you're the cute Pilates girl or something like that.
I guess that's what I'm thinking of.
The average Gen Zer is not wearing like leggings. Like we rock leggings in every situation. Yes.
Like, can I wear leggings to this? Is it appropriate?
We also used to rock leggings with like the long shirt.
Yes. Yeah. We were ready for like business up top and like Pilates down below.
And then they would put it with the pump.
Yes.
And you're like, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And then a belt to like snatch it in. Yeah. Just like really awkward things that I would be the okay
pregnancy
with.
Pregnancy top.
Yeah. It'd be okay if those didn't come back. But I think the Gen Zers are wearing, they love their like oversized sweaters.
Sweatpants.
Yeah. So they're doing sweatpants, oversized sweaters, very Adam Sandler. So I think that's their comfy outfits versus our leggings
their vibe
and a
is
graphic
like
tee.
And those dumb cloud sandals. I want to throw them away.
I don't like those. I just jumped on board Crocs for my kids. So like to go to the cloud sandals, like, you know, I'm not there yet. Like, I don't know if I'll be buying those.
And they go out in them with the socks and the leggings or whatever it is. And then the big sweater. Yeah. And I'm just like, this is technically on trend, but it looks like you're like homeless.
Like you just rolled out of bed. We've talked about this before on the podcast where it's, are they showing up to things like this too? Like this, and it's not even that they don't care because they obviously intentionally put on these baggy sweatpants and baggy sweaters, but it looks like they just rolled out of bed and it looks like they don't care. So it's very weird that it's like, it's going against the social norm of what we traditionally think when you wear like lounge clothes like that. So I'm like, we'll see what happens next. Like what the next trend is. Are we going to go back? Like going back to like,
I'm waiting for like, so we started with a skinny jean. I'm waiting like what next is coming.
Because the jelly sandals, like the little jelly flats and stuff, all that kind of stuff is coming back. I mean, it's kind of already started coming back. We've seen it. So we're starting to see a lot of stuff. That's like our scrunchies, our claw clips, the headbands and butterfly clips that like separated your hair. All that stuff is like back. Claire's, someone posted a picture at Claire's of the butterfly clips. So we could go and do like the individual little sections. And I was like, wow, like we really have come full circle here with everything. Yeah. Like even the littlest
things. And we're not even that old.
No. Like I thought there'd be more time before we'd see that stuff. Mm-hmm. But technically, like if, you know, you could do that with your daughter. Like you could definitely have her wear some of the stuff that you had. Like, and it's kind of wild to think how close that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Even though she's so difficult, she doesn't want to wear anything.
That's okay. Could be a phase.
How about this? No. How about this? No. Oh my God. Okay. Whatever. It's like, I just tell her like, you're wearing this and that's it. And then she cries and then I put it on and then she forgets about
it. But then she looks so cute. She always looks so cute in everything she wears. So it works out. One day she'll appreciate it. Right now she's in like the fun kids stage where she just like wants to play and do whatever she's up to. So the thought of like having to like get dressed up and put butterfly clips on is like, no, thank you. Like,
yeah, we need to. I just thought of this now. Not that the podcast needs to hear this, but we should shop for her in spring break.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say St. Augustine. Yeah. Spring break. And because she's coming up where she's kind of cycling, where she like needs a new wardrobe. And I feel like you're good at that stuff.
I'll go girl clothes shopping. I love that.
I know. You're like, I've never done that. Let's do it.
Yeah. I'm always here for that. Like a girl's birthday party. I'm like, what can I buy her? Like, so those of you, the listeners that don't know, I have two boys. I don't have any daughters. So I get excited when there's like a girl in the network that I can like shop for because that's just so fun. So girls have all the cute stuff.
Callie's going to be her loner daughter.
I'm like, do you want this? But the thing is, she's probably going to say no. Well, I'm not that frilly, though. I wouldn't put her in, like, an obnoxious, like, frilly, like, dress or something. So at least she doesn't have to worry about that.
She doesn't like cargo pants.
Oh, that's such a shame because that's such a cute trend right now, too.
And it looks so cute on her because she's tomboy.
Yeah.
So it's, like, the perfect thing for her to wear, like, a cute graphic tee.
Yeah.
And, like, a, you know, like, a cargo pant. And she just... she cries and I put it on her and then she's like gets over it, you know.
Yeah, and then everyone compliments her how cute she is.
So weird on me. That's what she tells me.
It's probably just different, yeah, because it's like a different style.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. It is what it is. Okay, so I saw a, I don't know if it was a reel or a post about black SUV girls versus white SUV girls. And they had this whole list of different stuff. Obviously, like, this is just people coming up with things. But, like, do we feel like, is that actually fitting?
Ooh.
Like, does it really fit the stereotype, the black SUV girl versus... Also, we need to bring minivan moms into the conversation.
Oh, yes. That's a whole category in itself. Yeah.
I guess I can save that for later. That's my hot take. But I'm a black SUV girl. Jackie... used to always be a black SUV girl, but now she has a white SUV, and I actually think it fits her very well for your personality.
Yeah, like when we looked up all the little TikTok videos and stuff like that show the difference between black SUV girls and white SUV girls, and I'm like, okay, I guess I do match those stereotypes.
Yeah, to like, white SUV girls are more girly, more like into the fashion trends, more into like, they're a little bit more put together.
Right? I guess, like, you know... It is neat and orderly in my car, and I guess I do have, like, the Taylor Swift playing, and, like, I am holding the little tumbler and stuff like that to drink my water, but I guess I just never thought of it, so it was just like, wow, I guess I do fit into the stereotype of a white SUV mom, but I feel like I do see it between you and I, like, as far as, like, the edginess with you, like, with the type of music and stuff like that, I could see you rocking out to some
fun.
That
I come in with just a wallet.
Yeah. Yes, I have, like, a whole bag. Based off the activity of the day of what we're doing. And then you have just like that driver's
literally
license.
A wallet.
Yeah. And like, what do I need? Just my phone and driver's license. Let's go.
Yeah.
So I feel like that does match as far as the stereotypes. And then like, you're going to have that like fun vibe going on with like the black sunglasses and like the fun music and just like, get in the car. Let's go. Like, we're going to, you know, we're going to go do this. And this is, there's no say about it. Whereas I feel like I'm just going to be like, okay, like, does everyone have their water bottles? Like, so I'm like, okay. I get it.
Yeah, I think you're more of the white SUV girl. But I will say, okay, so this is, we'll just do this a little early. So my hot take is I think SUV, at least the ones I know, okay, guys, don't come at me. At least the ones I know. SUV people are clean. Like, you can go into their car. Like, me and Jackie have clean cars. Like, we don't have the, like, French fries and the like you go into my car and like, yes, there might be like some dirt on the floor or whatever from you haven't vacuumed yet or whatever it is, but I'm not gonna have just like stuff everywhere. It's just whatever my kids come in the car with, I'm like, you need to remove from the car when you get out. So I feel like SUV moms tend to be organized and like clean, and minivan moms tend to be like the one you're getting in the vehicle and they're like, let me just move all of this up. Sorry about the fries on the floor.
Sorry about my mess. Just shove it on the floor.
The empty water bottles, the like toys, the like the French fries, the chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Like they always have the car seat that's like, it's like cover.
There's like everything, like the Cheerios and the cup holder, like it's just like the chaos. Yeah, I actually see that. And I think it's like minivan moms, they're going to have multiple kids, right? Like just traditionally speaking. So I think it's just chaos. Like, so they're just like running from, I imagine them running from one thing to the next. There's snacks flying everywhere. You know, here's, like you said, the water bottles. They're just like, throw it on the floor. It's fine. Or like, hey, I need this. And they're able to like whip it out from underneath a seat. Like that's like a minivan mom. Like she's just got everything random, like Band-Aids, like whatever it is. Whereas like, I feel like my car doesn't have any of that stuff. And I'm just like, there's a little bit of chaos. I don't know if like our listeners are going to come at us, but like I think I'm trying to think of everyone I know that owns a minivan, and there's just a sense of like fun chaos that's happening whenever they roll up. Like that door opens and you don't even know what you're going to see. Like,
I have yet to see. I'm not saying there it doesn't exist.
Of course.
But I personally have yet to see a clean minivan.
Yeah.
So if any of our listeners have a clean mini man or know someone, drop it below.
Yeah, let us know. Like, debunk this theory.
Agree with
us? Yeah, I'd be curious.
Maybe you're a minivan owner and you're like, my car is so clean.
Yeah, like, I'm on point. Like, you step foot in this car, there ain't no crushed goldfishes back there. Like, we clean this baby up. So, I don't know. I feel like there's just a sense of whimsy that happens with the minivan moms that just, you know, they got to roll with the punches, I think, you know, more so than what we might see with our, like, white SUV mom and the black SUV mom. So,
just SUVs in general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True. Yeah.
10. Now, but there are people that like, there are SUV people definitely that have dirty cars.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't think it's as common as the
minivan families. Yeah. I could see that for sure. Because I'm thinking, I'm literally like racking my brain right now to think through everyone I know who owns SUVs and everyone who owns minivans. And I'm like, a lot of these people are starting to fall into the stereotypes, like in my mind. Like,
and I love when they're like, but I have 3 kids or I have 4 kids or whatever. And I'm like, so
yeah, I know. I was going to say, Heather, like you have multiples. So like for sure, it's like you're able to kind of like scratch that stereotype. So I feel like that's proof. Like we don't have to be crazy minivan moms.
Could you purchase a minivan?
Oh, gosh. Everyone always says like you think that and then all of a sudden you find yourself in that situation and you end up buying a minivan and you're so happy with it. I don't ever see myself purchasing a minivan. And I knock on wood that I don't all, you know, turn into a hypocrite and find myself at the dealership purchasing a minivan.
I will never buy a minivan.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go with the never. I don't like the look of them. I don't understand them because people always try to say like, oh, well, you know, the doors.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, cool. The doors. I've never been like, my doors have issues.
No,
like,
exactly.
I've never been like, oh my gosh, this door, if it wasn't here and it just slid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And also they're like, oh, but the captain chairs. I'm like, yeah, mine have captain chairs.
Yeah, the new SUVs like, now have like huge space in the back that like it takes away the need for a minivan, I feel like. Yeah. You can still fit the stroller back there.
Exactly.
All of the car
exactly.
seats.
That's the other thing. Minivans don't have big.
Like trunk space.
Trunk space. Yeah. I have the captain chairs, my back row, and a ton of trunk space.
Space for suitcases and strollers. All the strollers could go back there for sure. Yeah.
Yep. So I will argue all day about me. The only argument you can give is you have a bunch of kids and you end up getting one of those. What are those like big like sprinter?
Oh, like the big passenger vans because you literally need the space for children to sit in your car. Yeah. So did you guys grow up with a minivan at all? Like in your family?
Nope. Nope.
Okay. Neither. I was going to ask because my family, we didn't ever have a minivan. We've always had SUVs. So I wonder, too, if that's a little bit like I'm brainwashed a little in that sense where I wasn't raised with a minivan. So I don't see them as a benefit because we've always had spacious SUVs. So for me, it's like I've never had an issue opening the door or like getting in my car seat or even putting my kids in a car seat in an SUV. So I guess I was just curious to see if that could add
to. We grew up with a boxy Grand Cherokee at first. And then after the Grand Cherokee, my mom got a Suburban.
Okay, yeah. So you've always had like a spacious SUV that was, you know, putting a stroller back there or a car seat back there was never going to be a problem. Yeah.
Gosh, I remember when we got that Suburban. I think it was like 98. I'm going to say it was 98. And I remember being in the car and just being like, wow, there's leather seats. Like I thought this was like it had the new car smell, you know, like, and it was so big and like we could lay the second row down and it makes it like a whole bed.
Yeah.
And like just everything about it, like it had the like middle section that you pulled down and could put your like cups or drinks. Like the whole thing was just like.
Yeah. No, I remember we got for a while we had like medium sized SUVs, but then we had gotten an Expedition that had the third row and then it had the vents and like the air control and everything. Yeah. And I was like, this is so cool. Like, cause my brother and I had aged out of car seats and stuff so we could sit anywhere. So we always wanted like the back row, had control over the vents. And it was just like, this is so exciting. Like little luxuries back here. Like,
how did we go from like, I remember growing up and like you begged for the back row.
Yes. That was so cool.
Nowadays, like, all of our kids are like, I don't want the back. Like, they fight over, like, not being in the back row.
I don't know.
I finally had to convince Jax on our last road trip. Callie and Rylan went at the front. And I said, Jax, you can lay down on the whole seat. Like, and he was like, oh.
Yeah.
And I was like, so he literally put his seatbelt in the middle. You know, he put it across. And he took his pillow and blanket and just laid down. And I was like, exactly. Now you're watching the movie. Yep. Well, laying down, and they have to just be like reclined a little.
Yeah, and know? Then they like, have leg room too. Like their legs can go out in the middle. We're in between the captain's seats. I'm like, that's the best seat back there, guys. And no one's bothering you. You're away from like the sound and the chaos of what's happening in the front, and it's like quiet back there. And I'm just like, VIP seats in the back. Like,
we'll see on our spring break trip if he remembers. Which, by the way, we have our spring break trip in exactly a month.
Yeah. Pretty much, right? Yes.
What's today? Almost exactly a month.
That's exciting.
And I told my kids when we booked it, and they even saw pictures. And then Jax is like, what do you mean we're doing something for spring break? I'm like, yeah, you don't remember? And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, now it's a surprise.
What a treat.
He's like, I don't remember. Yeah. And I'm like, that was a surprise because it's perfect because Jackie didn't tell her kids. So, and my kids already knew. I didn't know we were keeping a secret.
It wasn't an intentional thing. It was just literally it worked out that it's like, they don't know.
Well, now it worked out that my kids forgot. I don't know about Rylan. I haven't really asked him, but Jax and Callie don't know.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, it's just going to be, we're just going to get in the car. And he's like, but where is it? And I'm like, wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah. Surprise. It'll just be cute. Because like if they do actually kind of forget, it'd be cute if we like rolled up into the driveway and the kids
are going to forget. No, I've asked him. Yeah. He's like pondered on it. And he's like, is it Wonder of the Seas? Oh, and I was like,
that's
nope.
That's different.
And he's like, is it the dinosaur Airbnb? And I was like, nope. Yeah. So he has no idea.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, I love it. I'm here for it. Because then it'll be cute for all of them to just get out of the car and be like, what? What are you doing here? And it'd be like, gotcha. Surprise.
It'd be fun. Because technically, like, they'll know we're going somewhere, but they don't necessarily we're going with each other.
Yeah, because it's not that we've not done every single vacation together. So it wouldn't be the first thing in their minds.
Like, almost.
Almost, but not all. So like that wouldn't be the first thought in their mind, like naturally. So it'll be really cute for them to see each other.
I feel like Liam will, when you're going to Florida, Liam will ask you, are we seeing Jax?
Yeah, because traditionally it's like, let's swing by Miami so we can go see him.
Yeah, so you're going to have to prepare yourself.
Yeah, and at that point, I think it's pretty safe to say, like, okay, we're going to go, but you don't know who's going to be at the house with us, and that's fine. So it'll just be like, stop asking. Just don't worry about it. You'll see when we get there.
It'll be fun. I'm excited for
it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a really good time. And the house is going to be beautiful.
Jackie's like, yes, I can get away from the cold.
Yeah, yeah.
I really hope it's warm. It should be.
I think so. Unless we just have, like, a weird kind of, like, I don't know, some weird like Jackie's flow that rolls in. I know, I won't be happy if all of a sudden it's some weird like 60 degree
week.
You're
going to be at the beach.
Like, yeah. I'm going so back cold, to the house. Guys. Like, I'm turning the heater on in the pool. I'm going back. Like,
yeah, that's the nice thing. We do have a heated pool.
Yeah. So. And it has a hot tub and stuff. So we're going to be fine. Like, it's not like we're going to be miserable in the house.
It's nice.
It's a really nice house.
So I remember we picked a nice house, but like, I happened to look at it again, and even Alvaro was like, I don't remember it being this nice. Yeah. I was like, me either. Yeah.
But I will say,
do they update it a little bit?
They did.
When they did the pool?
Maybe.
And put new pictures?
Oh,
because I feel like it does look a little bit different.
Okay, I'll have to go back and look. So. I haven't looked at the listing. I know Tony had, like, to talk about, okay, the pool's being installed, they're updating the pictures, but I hadn't looked back at the house photos to see if there's been any update with that.
It's nice. Yeah.
Okay, well, then that makes me even more excited because I feel like the house is already, like, super nice to begin with. So I actually love this new thing because this wasn't a thing when we were kids, like, growing up with family vacations, but, like, Airbnbs with these, like, really, like, outrageous houses that you'd never have for yourself is so fun for vacations now.
It is.
Like these like extravagant bedrooms with like indoor hot tubs and pools and like gigantic movie theater rooms with like arcades and stuff. I'm like, this is so fun. Like whoever started this is a genius. Like we love it.
And we grew up like going on road trips and like, let's go to this Motel 8.
Yeah. Like a boring hotel room. You know, it's like, which bed is mine?
You walk in and that's it. It like hits you with smoke.
Like, yes.
Can we please get the non-smoking room? You walk in and it's literally a smoking room and you're like,
but it was like, whatever. Like, this was a standard in the 90s. This is how we lived. Like, no expectations.
Oh, the days that we had to ask for non-smoking everything.
Yes. Like, a non-smoking section at a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's so wild. Like,
which it didn't really work because I felt like if you were even remotely, and it's not like they had like the new systems that they have now that like almost like in casinos on ships that like just completely clear it out. They do such a good job. Yeah. We like if you were even remotely by the smoking section, like you could
I know it didn't cigarettes. It's not, and it would be like right there, so it'd be like the line between a booth here and a booth there. It's not like there was like a wall and a ventilation system, like, so it's just like, cool, okay, that's fine. The only difference was you didn't have an ashtray on your table. Like,
yeah
or airplanes too. I feel like that's like a fun one too, like the ashtray that would be in the little armrest, and you could just like push it and it would just be like people smoking on
in all of our cars.
Yeah. Yes. That was a thing in cars. That's not a thing in cars anymore.
Our Suburban had them like in the little doors. Yeah. Like the little like
beep. Yeah. And it like pops trash. Open. Like, yeah. And it would, you could tell it was like a kid row because it would just be gum wrappers and candy wrappers shoved in the back seat once. Like that's where I just put all the trash.
And you always had your little
lighter. Yes. Yep. Push that in there. Do that's crazy.
Cars don't come, mine doesn't have a lighter.
I don't think mine does either, because that's where you would have your adapter for like plugging something in, but that doesn't exist anymore. Like they don't have that for new cars now. So it's kind of crazy that we grew up with stuff like that, which had a purpose, but it's been phased out. And like, are we phasing out smoking? Is that why?
Yes. Yes. They're all, and smoking isn't as common anymore. Like, I feel like I rarely run into anyone that smokes. Also, I think vaping is finally not on the way out, but it's becoming less. I feel like I used to see people all the time be like, and I feel like I'm seeing less and less and less of it. Like, because I think people are realizing like, bro, it's really bad for you. Like, it's almost better to smoke cigarettes than vape.
Yeah.
Because the problem with vaping is, number one, there's a bunch of chemicals in it and whatever. But the problem with vaping is they didn't design it to be a long-term solution.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They designed it to be a solution to stop. Like, you can reduce your nicotine over time. And it was designed to reduce it. And so now people just use it with their nicotine. And what they end up doing is just because they can, they just smoke anywhere and everywhere. Yeah. So you can do it all day long. And so it becomes a major addiction instead of just like they can only go outside and take like a smoke break, you know, like every few hours. They literally can just do it at their desk like this and no one even
knows. I don't think they, when they were designing them originally, I don't think they thought about that it was going to be a continuous used item. So now they're starting to uncover.
I'm sure they love it
now. Yeah, of course. Like, yeah, keep spending money. But like, you now see it where they're uncovering like new health issues because of the way that they're consuming this product. So it's kind of interesting to see these new things that we're finding out about it. And we're like, good thing we didn't jump on that, because that
one of the schools I was at, we would confiscate like at least 25 a day.
Wow, like vape pens.
Yeah.
Wow. And what was this, a middle school? Did you already say that? Middle school, high school?
Middle school to high
school. Wow, that's crazy. How old do you have to be to buy a vape pen? Is it the same as cigarettes?
I think 21.
Okay. Interesting. That's kind of crazy.
They would get them though.
Yeah.
And they would, we would just have like, I mean, I'm talking about like after a week, you just have piles.
Yeah.
Gosh. Piles. And I'm just like, why are you doing this? Yeah. You're like 13 years old.
Yeah. But I guess it's also, they say like, because it's flavored and stuff, it's not as gross as smoking. And I think that's what attracted a lot of people, where it was like, this is something seamless that I can have. My hands don't stink from smoking.
And stuff
like,
are going in your lungs.
You of know? Course.
Like those, that's the problem is like the chemicals of like the flavors and that, like that's worse than almost just the cigarette.
No, for sure. But I think a lot of people are attracted to it where they're like, no, it's cleaner and more aesthetic than like pulling out a pack of cigarettes. And I'm just like, ew, like it's still bad for you. Like,
yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see, but it's definitely,
I hope it just goes away.
Yeah. I feel like it's, you're seeing less of it, like you said, because I think of now smoking is such an inconvenience. Like to find a spot to go smoke is like a pain in the butt. So I feel like you're just seeing less of it. Yeah. Like on a cruise ship, I just think like they have to walk out to that one corner on the pool deck to go smoke.
If they listen.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. But like that's already a pain in the butt.
Vape pens.
Yeah. And anywhere, everywhere, yeah. But I just feel like...
That's the other thing, is you could put weed in there.
So it's way less controlled, for sure. Like,
oh, yeah.
To keep an eye on stuff. So it'll be interesting to see if that trend sticks around or goes away before our kids are old enough. That's exactly what I thought. Like, all of a sudden, I catch my boys.
Like, you want to try
it? And they're just, like, coming home. And they're doing that thing, like, because you can barely tell when they do it, except for then, obviously, when they exhale. And I'm just like, what was that? Like, so just like, dang it.
And it smells good, of course. Yes. So it aesthetically to a kid.
Oh, for sure.
Is something they would be like, okay, I'll just try it once.
With the lights, you know, and like, the different colors, all of that stuff is definitely easy for kids. Absolutely.
Because cigarettes definitely, like, obviously a bunch of people picked it up back in the day, but cigarettes I find like they're way grosser.
Yes. Yeah. Because you stink. Like, everything about it is like your fingers stink, you know, then obviously your breath, like everything, it just clings to you. And then you have to go out in the cold. You have to like go in your car, like whatever you're up to. It just is a huge inconvenience. Whereas the vaping is just so streamlined pretty and clean.
I've never tried a cigarette, but I imagine it's awful.
I had my fair share of social, young, ignorant, cigarette smoking, where I was like, I definitely was like, this is what everyone's doing, so I'm going to do it too. But it's not fun. I was not doing it correctly.
No, and it's terrible. Yeah. Like, you can smell it. Like, it's like just inhaling like ash.
Yeah,
like,
no, and it nothing about what I was doing was fun except for the, like, oh, we're all doing this? Okay. Like, I look cool. Yeah. Like, everyone thinks I'm real bad right now, right? Like, and that was strictly all that it was. But I didn't see the pleasure or fun out of it. So, because obviously I was doing it wrong. Like,
oh, I love the taste.
Yeah. Like, this is so great. I'm going to do this all the time. Like, and so it was just like, and then obviously I'd have to like douse myself in body spray because my parents would just freaking freak out if I came home smelling like an ashtray. So I was just like, this is a secret hobby of mine. Like, one cigarette, like, you know, per month, like in the parking lot, just to be a bad girl.
And now, like, Jackie's like so put together, and she'd be like, ew, yeah,
gross, don't smoke near me, that stinks. Like,
I mean, listen, I never tried it.
I'm missing out. There is nothing to be missed out on with cigarette smoking.
I've tried out of curiosity because, okay, so secretly still, I kind of love the smell of Black and Mild.
Oh, yeah, but there's just something. It's different. Still, it's not like a regular cigarette. It's different
cigarette. Than a cigarette. Yeah. But I just, out of curiosity, I was like, I just want to have one puff to see, of course. What does it taste like compared to what it smells like? Because it smells great. Yes. Guys, PSA is... tastes nothing like a smell.
I don't think I've ever had a Black and Mild. So like, but I would see
that. So that was terrible. That was terrible. And that's like not flavored, but like, you know, it kind of like is supposed to be better than a cigarette. Yeah. And the cigarette is like, I can only imagine it's just even worse.
No, but they made same thing with like the vaping. They try to make like cute, like really feminine ones, you know, or like menthol, where then you kind of have like a mint or whatever. And I don't think any of them were any better. Like,
no, probably not.
I was like, this one tastes good. I like this one. Like,
no.
It was all ash with a little in my flavor. Poor little lungs. Like,
oh, yeah. Gosh.
So lots of fun, silly things that we did in our yesteryears, but that's okay. We all learned. Yeah. And I didn't get addicted, so it's fine.
We're good. We're here. We're alive. Yeah. Well, thanks for chatting.
No, of course. This is always so fun. And listeners, be sure to check us out on all of the socials. We are available on YouTube, Amazon, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And please, if you have a chance, be sure to click like and subscribe. And if you have the opportunity, please rate us, because it would mean a lot to us to kind
of... And even comment.
Yeah, comment. Absolutely. And just like share with your friends too, because we want to get this podcast out for everyone to listen to and enjoy.
Yes. Well, thank you. And yeah, please just support us. Help us out. If you like us. If you don't like us, that's okay. But as always, we will chat next week. Yes. And we have a guest.
Yes.
So
stay tuned.
That will be fun. Yeah. So we will catch you next week.
Bye.